Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Broadcast right here in Sacramento on KFBK for 20 years. I'm proud to have done what I do for 20 years. I have an announcement here in a little bit. We'll get to that. First, just glad to have you with us. As usual, important stuff, especially if you can put the pieces together. For those of you that got my newsletter this week, you've already seen some of this. For those of you that don't get my newsletter, aren't part of my subscription service, you're going to want to be. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. Welcome to the show. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years on KFBK. We would be starting our 21st year, I believe, in September. I got an announcement to make in a minute. A couple things to get out of the way first. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want an attorney, consult one that knows what they're talking about. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have one. And I have to tell you that. I have a legal document assistant license that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. That license is located in Sacramento County, California, and so is my bond. And the most important thing is everything we talk about here and have talked about here for 20 years is my opinion and my opinion only. I get to say what I want within reason. I don't swear on the radio, but I get to speak my mind. And today we're going to speak my mind. And we're going to talk about the irreparable harm that is and will be done to seniors if SB 29 passes. This is not normally a political show, but we're going to talk about politics today because I've said for years there's a target on the backs of seniors. And if you don't believe me, just look around. I am a senior now. I'm 73 years old. I'm going to be 74 years old in July. And I've been doing this for a really long time. And I have seen it all. And what's coming for seniors is not good. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And in fact, what's coming for not only seniors, but people who are struggling, it's not going to get better. I got news for you. And it's not going to get better because primarily we have a really, truly ignorant state legislature who absolutely do not understand anything when it comes to healthcare issues. They really don't get it, folks. I wish they did, but they don't ever ask me. They ask nonprofits who steal millions of dollars, take millions of dollars for doing nothing. If you ever want to check out a nonprofit, go to a company called GuideStar and pull their tax return and see how much money goes to lobbying and how much. One nonprofit I know of is in the state capitol all the time. I've seen them sitting in the gallery. I know they talk to they're not registered lobbyists, and yet on their tax return they claim they do no lobbying, but they lobby all the time. So if you really want to know what's going on, this is kind of where you listen, because I don't get paid by any third parties. Any payments I get are from my clients. I don't take donations. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. I'm not a nonprofit. In my opinion on a lot of I was reading an article today. This stuff comes up all the time. I have Google alerts for different words. And on Medi-Cal today, some lady, I don't know who, I don't care who, wrote an article about how somebody who runs a nonprofit has no health insurance. And in the article, she says this person owns a nonprofit. Nobody owns a nonprofit. The nonprofit isn't owned by an individual. And secondly, somebody that owns a nonprofit generates no money of their own. They get all their money from other people who donate to their nonprofit. Needless to say, I'm not a fan of a lot of nonprofits, especially when you look at who gets the money from the nonprofit. Okay, one of the people in this article was running the nonprofit out of their kitchen. So Here's the announcement. As of today, God willing and the creek don't rise, and unless things change, my last broadcast will be the last Sunday in July. That's my plan at the present time. So you have 2 more months to listen to the show and get access to the truth, and then the show will be done. I won't be done. I'm going to do it in different ways. I will continue to reach out in different ways so that by the end of July, those of you that are not members of my subscription service will not be getting information, up-to-date and truthful information when it comes to the issues of aging. So you still have 2 months to sign up on my website. I'll tell you how in a minute for my premium membership. And you will still have access to my newsletter. You will have access to my videos. I just wrote 4 blogs this morning, folks. In fact, I'm going to talk about one of my blogs in just a second that I just wrote. So for those of you that have been putting stuff on the waiting list, you better get to me soon. If you've been thinking about doing a trust, if you've been thinking about doing long-term care planning, if you've been thinking about doing documents, if you've been thinking about doing frailty planning, I had somebody, folks, yesterday, we started a plan and they died that night. They were supposed to have plenty of time. We started a plan. I had talked to this family a year ago. They put it off. We finally got started on something, and the parent died last night because they believed they had endless amounts of time. If that's one of you and this show has meant anything to you, then my suggestion is you get on the phone really soon and you give me a call. You get on my website really soon and you sign up for my subscription service, or you get into one of my next workshops. My next workshop is on the 15th, Saturday, the 15th of June. It's limited to 12 people, as are all my workshops. But as of right now, my last radio show will be the end of July. And then Assets and Aging as a radio show will be no more. I will still be around. I'm going to be doing the same thing, but I will be reaching out to the public in different ways. And it's going to be, for those of you that care, I think it's going to be important that you stay informed by me as to how that's going to work. You can do that in 2 ways. You can always call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or write this down. The best way to do this is to go to my website, because you're going to want, once this radio show ends, your contact is going to be through my website. assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You don't have a computer, you know, you can Google, you can reach my website on your phone. You don't have to have a computer to get to my website. You don't have to have a computer to call my phone number. It's been the same phone number for 35 years. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. I want to talk about 2 things today, and this hopefully will tell you, and you're going to have to connect the dots. You're going to have to connect the dots. But listen. If you love a senior, you care about a senior, you are a senior, get off your butt and listen and do something. Wall Street Journal, this week, those of you who have been following, it's called SB 29. It's in the state legislature right now. It's going to harm seniors. Nobody cares. I care. And the title of the Wall Street Journal article from the 28th is California's Medicaid for All. We call it Medi-Cal, Medicaid for All. And basically, what it's going to do is it's going to allow anyone in California, whether documented or undocumented, regardless of anything, to apply for Medi-Cal health care. Now, you say, Bob, why is that important? Well, because Medi-Cal already has doubled to $100 billion in California in the last few years. It is the largest single debit item on the budget. The Department of Healthcare Services is larger than education, larger than small business, larger than anything. It is the largest department in California. And this new bill will cost a minimum of $5 billion. And a lot of it will not, unlike current Medi-Cal, which is paid for most of it by the feds, this will not be paid for by the feds. Anyone with anyone below 133% of the poverty line will be eligible for this, regardless of their citizenship status or any kind of status in California. Now, why is this important to Californians? Why is this important to seniors? So stick with me. The Department of Healthcare Services budget is going to explode. We currently have a surplus. It's not really a surplus, but it's claimed that California has a surplus. That surplus will disappear in a few years. It will simply disappear. Not only that, companies that now offer healthcare will have no reason to offer healthcare, because if they have minimum wage employees, they can simply let them apply for Medi-Cal. Here's how that will hurt seniors. I want to refer you to another article in the Kaiser Health News of the same date, 5/28. Now, remember, when Medi-Cal was allowed to expand in California, we went from 7 million people on Medi-Cal to 13 million people on Medi-Cal. One-third of the population, maybe 12 million, one-third of the population of California. As a result of that, 352,000 Californians who went to emergency rooms left because they couldn't get care. They left. It's called AMA, Against Medical Advice. They left. Why? Because the average wait in an emergency room in the state of California now is 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours. I recently sat with someone for 10 hours. I'm not making this up. 10 hours in an emergency room before it was finally dealt with and they finally admitted her to the hospital. 10 hours in an emergency room next to a guy in the bed who was hacking up a lung because he had a cold or the flu or something. It's an hour and a half longer than the national average. Again, how does this impact seniors? Connect the dots. I'm going to get there. I promise. But nobody else is going to talk about this. Nobody else is. None of the nonprofits are going to talk about this. Nobody's going to talk about this except this show. And you won't have this show in a matter of a few short weeks. So you better take advantage of either signing up for my subscription service, my premium subscription service, or you better get in to see me in the next couple weeks. Now, why does that impact? Well, seniors, now follow me on this, and if I'd had the time, I would have looked up the numbers, but the numbers don't matter. In this case, the concept does. Seniors make up a disproportionate budget for Medi-Cal. Why? Because their bills tend to be bigger. Why? Because they're sicker, they're more frail, they're older, Most of the care we receive is in the last few years of our life. So when Medi-Cal down the year, remember, this is the same state that a few years ago shut down the waiver program. The Medi-Cal waiver program to help seniors in assisted living shut it down because they ran out of money. Now, don't forget that. This is the same state that did that not that many years ago. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. How is this going to impact seniors? I'm not a soothsayer, but I'm pretty good at predicting the future when it comes to long-term care and seniors. And you can believe me or not believe me, it's my opinion only. But when it comes time, when this becomes a budget buster, when SB 29 breaks the bank, and as state and as companies continue to flee California, which they are doing, you know, right now, California is still financed primarily by capital gains taxes from the big tech companies' employees who sell stock and they get taxed a lot of money and all that kind of stuff. Because half the people in California pay no state income tax. So when that happens, some states have already started going to what are called block grants. California talked about this a couple years ago. Yes, they did. Oh, yes, they did. They talked about block grants. What's a block grant? I'm going to make up numbers. The state says we're going to allocate $100 billion to healthcare in the state of California. And when the $100 billion is used up, there's no more. So if in October of a year, the state has used up its $100 billion, or if the feds go to block grants and they've used up, the state has used up its $100 billion, there's no more money. There's no more money to pay for healthcare. There's no now, if they have to start making cuts, what group of people proportionately use up the largest amount of Medi-Cal? Proportionately, not percentageally, but proportionately per person, seniors. So guess where the axe is going to fall first. Mark my words. We are already seeing it, and that the way that healthcare is structured, more and more nursing homes are moving to rehab. More and more seniors are having to pay because they've never been admitted to the hospital. We're already beginning to see the adverse healthcare effects on seniors and on their wallets when they go to the hospital, then go to rehab and find out they're stuck with a $30,000 rehab bill because they were never admitted to the hospital. Well, if the wait for hospitals is 5.5 hours now in emergency rooms, what's it going to be when we add another million or 1.5 million people under SB 29 to the Medi-Cal rolls? Remember, less than half the doctors in California take Medi-Cal. So most healthcare under Medi-Cal, except for seniors, happens in emergency rooms. I highly suggest you pull my last newsletter and you read the two links that I had in there, those of you that get my newsletter, and then read them and then think about them. Forget the politics of it. Look at the process of it. Look at what all of this is creating and how it will impact your mom and your dad. And those of you that are 60 should be shaking. Because by the time you need care, it ain't going to be available. There's no growth in nursing homes. They're not building new ones. And yet 10,000 seniors a day turn 65. If I were 60 or 65 and I was looking at the future, or 50 or 55, I would be terrified. And people aren't. People just don't believe it's going to happen to them. I read articles like this, and people go, it's interesting, Bob, but, you know, I'm not going to affect me. because I'm not going in one of those places, and it's not going to happen to me, and I don't have to worry about it, and so what's the big deal? That's what everybody says that I've talked to for 30 years. Oh, Bob, it was never going to happen to us. We never thought this would happen to Mom. Wake up and smell the tulips. It's happening all around you, and it's been happening for the last 8 years. This didn't just start. This has been coming for 8 years. Many of us warned, many of us who were paying attention, warned about effects of the Affordable Care Act, which wasn't affordable and it wasn't about care, and what the unintended consequences were. Remember when somebody said, well, we have to pass it before we can read it. Well, we've now read it and we know what's in it, and it ain't good for seniors. Ask people with small businesses who are now paying healthcare, they're now paying $1,000 a month for healthcare when they were told it was never going to go up and it was all going to be okay. The real dirty secret in all of this was the primary plan was to get everybody on Medi-Cal, which is simply moving toward a national healthcare scheme. So, say what you want. I'm telling you, folks, I've been an observer now for 30 or 35 years. And the people that are supposed to be helping seniors and alerting them to this stuff aren't. In fact, they're part of the problem. They sit in assembly people and senators' office, and they bring you know what. They bring influence, they bring money, they bring voters. And people don't understand. I'm a big fan of what's called the law of unintended consequence. Something sounds really good on paper, but the law of unintended consequence is always, you know, in military terms, they call it the fog of war. We got this plan, and then the first shot is fired, and the fog of war is like, well, wait a minute, that didn't work out the way we thought. The same thing happens in politics. These bozos do stuff that sounds good because their total vision ends 1 inch in front of their nose. And without any consequence about what it's going to bring. For those of you that care about somebody, for those of you that have somebody getting older, if you don't begin the planning process really soon, you're going to be left out in the dust. If you don't absolutely have a plan for dealing with observation versus omission, you're going to get run over and you're never going to have seen the truck coming. When you can't find a room in a nursing home, you're going to wonder what happened. When you can't find a room in assisted living for under $10,000 anymore, which is coming, you're going to go, what happened? I thought assisted living was $3,000 a month. It was 5 years ago. It hasn't been that for 5 years. When Medi-Cal is no longer the primary payer for nursing homes, or has a limit, or has been block granted, you're going to wonder what happened. So the choice is yours. You got eight more weeks of me being on the radio. You still have a chance to have me as a resource. So get to my next workshop on the 15th of June. Sign up for my subscription service so you can continue to follow all of this. I'll be doing recordings and videos and newsletters on my website. You have a chance to sign up today. You can go to assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or you can call me at 800-999-8007 and I can get you the help you need. If you have a need now, don't waste time. You got me here for another 8 weeks. Don't waste time. Get into my office, grab Mom and Dad, and have the conversation that you've been wanting to have for years, but were too terrified to have because you're too worried about what Mom and Dad thought. Don't be like the folks I just had that waited a year, started something, and the next day that parent died. And it's not going to end well. Trust me. 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop on the 15th. It's limited to 12 people. You'll want to be there. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. Or better yet, call me, bring the family, and get in to see me. 800-999-8007, or during the break, go to assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down, sign up for one of my subscription memberships. The premium membership is obviously the best. It gets you the most, and it's inexpensive. And you can stay in contact. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. When I come back, I have another little story to tell you on how I saved three families $3 million. And I think you'll find it of interest, and I think you'll find it something of value to you and to your family. So we're going to take a little break. Give me a call. Go to my website during the break. And we'll be back here in just a few seconds, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. The only really true local show that's about the issues of aging. The only really true show in California that's about the issues of aging. You'll hear other shows talk about aging, but it's always product driven. It's all they want to sell you a product, or they want to sell you something. This show is about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. As I announced in the first half hour, my last radio show, as it stands right now, will be the last Sunday in July. That will be my last radio show. And so you have the chance now. I'll still be around, but everything will be done in different ways. And one of the best ways is going to be my website. So for those of you that have a telephone or a computer, and you have access to the, if you have a smartphone, even if you don't have a computer, you have access to my website. So you can go make sure you sign up for one of my memberships, especially the premium membership, where you'll still be able to access videos and information and articles and blogs and all kinds of things. I'm going to probably continue to broadcast, but just on my webpage. So in addition to having my weekly podcast. So go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for one of my memberships. You can get information on my newsletter. You can sign up for my next workshop, which is on the 15th of June, right here in Sacramento. You can get information on that. Remember, that's limited to 12 people. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about why this radio show has been on the air for so long. And one of the reasons is because every family, not most families, every family is confronted at some point with the issues of aging. Every family is confronted with dementia. Every family is confronted with frailty. When I wrote my book, it was called Navigating Frailty, not Navigating Death or What to Do When You're Dead. So I have two things I want to talk about this half hour. One has to do with trust, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the first thing I want to talk about is I recently had three clients die this year. They didn't all die on the same day, but they died this year. One of them had been in a nursing home for 7 years, one of them for 11 years, one of them for 13 years. Everybody thinks you go into a nursing home and you're dead 2 weeks later. I just said, one of them had been in a nursing home for 7 years, one of them for 11 years, and the other one for 13 years. Now, nursing homes are $10,000 a month. I figured out roughly a month or so ago that I saved those three families over $3 million. That was money that didn't go to the corporate owners of a nursing home. It's money that went to their families, went to a spouse, went to loved ones, went to a charity, went to where I know one of them that went to a charity. And it didn't go to somebody that they didn't want it to go to. It went to who they picked. And it was protected that whole time. And a program to which they were entitled helped with health care. Because they were wise enough at some point to listen to this radio show and say, I have to go talk to Bob. Ask Bob. I have to go talk to Bob. I'm just going to talk to him. And every single one of those families. I just got an email from a family that in the last year I've saved $80,000. They just wrote me a little note saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The person's still alive. They just realized how much money that family had been able to preserve, in this case, for a well spouse. And they sent me a thank you note. It's why I've been doing this for 30 years. Yes, it's how I make my living. I know some of you, Bob, that's how you make your living. Yes, it's how I make my living. But at the end of the day, these three families that I'm talking about got to keep over $3 million. Over the course of my 30 years of doing this, I figure I have saved families at least $100 million. That's money that went to families, to loved ones, to children, to fund the education of grandchildren that they may not have even known. I'm very, very proud of what I've done. I've been harassed for what I do. I've been called all kinds of names for what I do. And I have to tell you, I will keep doing it as long as I can do it. Because at the end of the day, when we're done, families are better off because they retain control of what they're doing rather than the system. I think I shared with you a little bit about one person I have in a nursing home where every piece of advice that the director of the nursing home gave them was not only wrong, but harmful. If I had not been there, they would have listened to the advice and their parent would have been harmed. It's what I've been doing for a long time, and I'm really glad to have done it. I'm really glad to have done it because I really think it's important. I really, really, really do. And I like it. I like it at the end of the day when a family has been helped and when a family has preserved what they worked for. Whether it's, I've literally helped people save the farm. I've literally helped people save a small vineyard. I literally have helped people save the family home that's been in the home for three generations. I have literally helped people save the business that would have been lost. All of those kinds of things were a result of this program being on the air. But 20 years is a long time, folks. 20 years is really a long time. And I'm happy to have done this, but it's time for the show to evolve and move and become new and fresh again. So for those of you that have been sitting on the fence and thinking I would never go away, you have a little bit of time left to get in my office and get the process started to protect all that you've worked a lifetime for. And as part of that, I want to talk about trusts. Because lots of people, one of my blogs is on probate. For people that have the membership, somewhere along the line, I've already written it, you'll be getting a blog on probate. If you're not a member of Assets and Aging, you go to my website and sign up. Go to assetsandaging.com and sign up. But one of my blogs was on probate. I haven't done one on trust because I want to be able to say, you know, with absolute certainty that this is my opinion only. I'm not an attorney. I'm licensed to prepare trusts and powers of attorney at your direction and request in California, specifically in Sacramento County. And I'm able to do that. But none of what I'm about to say should be taken as legal advice, because it's not. It's intended to be life advice. Some of you already have a trust. You went to one of these wackadoo workshops, and you bought a $300 trust or a $400 trust. You bought a trust 20 years ago from whoever, you don't even know why. You bought a trust from some company where the attorney is in Los Angeles somewhere. You've never seen him or who, whatever. You've bought a trust and you got it for free if you bought an annuity or you bought a life insurance policy. Lots of reasons why people have trusts. So here's my question. And this is a serious question, and I'd like you to answer it. You know, I can't hear you, but if you have a trust, why do you have one? And if you don't have one, why not? The first question is really important. Well, I've got a trust. I hear that all the time. Bob, I don't have to worry about this. I have a trust. So, what does your trust do? Well, what do you mean, what does it do? What does it do? What does it do when it comes to long-term care? Well, it says when I die, everything goes to my kid. Yeah, but you're not dead. That's why I don't care about wills. Why don't I care about wills? Because wills only go into effect when you're dead. I pretty much don't deal with dead people. So why do you have your trust? Well, to avoid probate. Again, that happens after death. Because it was cheap. Well, that's a good reason to buy anything. If you're, everybody would be driving Yugos if buying cheap were the best thing. You know, you have to be my age to remember the Yugo, folks. Are there any Yugos on the road anymore? No. They were really cheap. But there aren't any of them anymore. They didn't serve their purpose. And all the people that had one had to go out and buy something more expensive. So they wasted money the first time around. So why do you have a trust? Who did it? Do you understand what you have? Do you understand what it says? Did somebody take the time to go through it with you? Did they talk about dying issues and living issues? What do you mean living issues, Bob? Living issues. How does the trust help if you're alive? Well, it says, if I go bonkers, my wife can take over. Okay, great. What happens if your wife is dead and then you go bonkers? What does it say? Well, I don't know. We never talked about that. I don't know. I never thought about that. Well, I'm telling you, that's my question. So you have a trust. Why do you have one? What is it going to do? What do you expect it to do? What do you think it's going to do? What do you hope it's going to do when you don't know what planet you live on anymore? Well, I never thought about it that way. But see, that's one of the reasons this show is unique, because that's the only thing I think about is what happens when you don't know what planet you live on, or grandma doesn't know what planet she lives on, or grandma thinks that the bathroom is in the garage, or grandma likes to run down the street naked because she doesn't know that she doesn't have any clothes on, or whatever it is. Could be grandpa, could be husband, could be wife, could be mom, could be dad, could be anybody. But what does your trust have to say about those things? What do your powers of attorney have to say about those? Oh, power of attorney says my daughter can do anything she wants. No, that's not what it says. Well, show me the clause in your power of attorney that says, if I go bonkers, my daughter or whoever has your power of attorney, in my case, your daughter, in this example, your daughter can do anything she wants to do. Show me where it says that. Well, I don't know. I was just told that my daughter would have control over the trust. No, the trust controls the trust. Your power of attorney controls what's not in the trust. Oh, I know that. Do you have a power of attorney advanced healthcare directive? Oh, yeah, I got one of those. I have a living will. Not a living will. Living wills are different. Living wills sometimes don't work in California so well. Again, my opinion only. Do you have an advanced healthcare directive? What does it say? Is it HIPAA compliant? What's HIPAA? What's a HIPAA? I don't know what a HIPAA is. Well, you better find out. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Is your advanced healthcare directive have HIPAA provisions in it? I don't know. Well, don't you think you ought to know? Well, yeah. Is your power of attorney going to affect when you're incompetent, or was it in effect the day you signed it? I don't know. Everybody keeps saying I need two letters from two doctors saying I'm nuts. Well, that's one kind. maybe that's not the best kind. I'm not saying it is or isn't, but do you know? Do you know what's the best kind when it comes to frailty issues? Well, I don't know, Bob. It was cheap. It didn't cost me much money, and the guy said it would work. Cool. That's, again, everybody said a Yugo would work too, and I go back to that. How are we doing in the Yugo business? How many Yugo dealers do you see around? For those of you that don't remember, there used to be a little Italian car, you have to be my age, that was going to revolutionize America. It was called an Isetta. It was three wheels. The front of the car opened, and three people could get in, and it would tool around, and it took up about the space. You could park it in a bathroom. How many Isetta dealers are there out there anymore? How many Pacer, how many American Motors dealers are there out there anymore? They were cheap. Pacers were really cheap. One of the ugliest cars ever made, but they were really cheap. Simply because you have one doesn't mean it's going to do what you need to have done when the time comes for you need to have it. So why do you have your trust? And what do you think it's going to do for you? Might it not be a good idea to take a look at it and figure out what it says? Might that not be a good idea? Do you know what an irrevocable trust is? Do you know what a revocable trust is? Do you know what a power of attorney is? Do you know what a limited power of attorney is? Do you know what an advanced health care? Do you know what a statutory power of attorney is? You may have those. Do you know? Don't you think it would be good to know? You have a plumber. You have a heating and air conditioning guy, but you don't know why you have a trust or what it says. Might not that be a good idea to know? And might it not be a good idea to know while everybody's alive and has their marbles? If it needs to get changed, it can get changed and updated and made current and make sure that it's going to deal with the issues of frailty, not just the issues of dying. Does your trust, do your documents deal with the issues of not dying? Do they deal with the issues of mostly dying? I don't know. Might it not be good to know? I'll be posting blog stuff on this and videos on this on my membership. So again, when this show's off the air in a couple weeks, that'll be your best source of information. So make sure you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you sign up for a membership. The premium membership is the best because you get unlimited videos, you get unlimited blogs, you get unlimited newsletters, you get unlimited radio shows and podcasts and all that kind of stuff. You will have access to all of my resources, to new information when it comes. And you're going to absolutely want to be on that list. Those of you that are just on my newsletter list, you're going to want that. That's going to, you know, you're going to get a little information, but when you really, I just did two videos this week. Or three. Two or three new videos and like five new blogs. Chock full of information. On how you can plan for this and what do you look out for. And how do you deal with the stuff like I talked about at the beginning of this hour. I want to talk about one more thing. And it's the roots of this show. And I want to go back to the roots of this show after 20 years. During the last 2 months of being on the air, I want to stay with the roots of the show. And the roots of the show are this, and it hasn't changed in 20 years. If you could go back and listen to my first show, which was probably terrible, it was in the old KFBK studios. I think it's now a bank, over by where the stables are. By Cal Expo. And you could go back to one of my very first shows, which were probably terrible, but I was so proud of them. I don't have them anymore. They're probably somewhere. But I would have said the following things, and I'm still saying them 30 years later. Every family is going to be touched by frailty. Every family is going to be touched by old age issues. Every family is going to be touched by dementia or stroke or Parkinson's or MS or ALS or a debilitating condition. Every family is going to be confronted with death. Every family is going to be confronted with the issues leading up to death. Every family is going to watch somebody spend years dying that they love. Not some families, every family. And that hasn't changed in the 20 years I've been on the radio, and it will never change. It will be the one story I will keep going back to and back to and back to. And then I will follow that up with this. When that happens, you are not alone. When that happens, there is someone who has answers to whatever that frailty issue is or that end-of-life issue is, not medically, but practically. And you're listening to him, and you've been listening to him for 20 years. More than anybody else on the air, more than anybody else who does this. And I say this advisedly, but I say it proudly. There is nobody who has seen more of this than I've seen. On a personal level, I have been in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of nursing homes. I have watched people die. I have watched people do all kinds of icky stuff. I have watched people say all kinds of stuff. I have watched demented people. I have watched all kinds of stuff. I've been through nursing homes when there were bed rails and there were no bed rails and there were mattresses on the floor and now there aren't and people fall out of bed and I've been through all of that. And through all of that, it hasn't changed. There's help available and you're listening to him. And I'll say this again for probably literally the 500,000th time. No one needs to lose everything. Every single thing they worked a lifetime for. Simply because someone wound up in a nursing home. Every year in the United States, 500,000 families lose everything to the cost of a nursing home. And I'm telling you right now, that's ridiculous and tragic. And none of it had to happen. But it's because nobody believes it's going to happen to them. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen in your family. And to some of you, I'm telling you that it's happening in your family today. It is absolutely happening in your family today. And you're looking at it, and you're watching it, and you're pretending it's not happening. You're thinking it's going to get better, or you're thinking the unthinkable, which is mom or dad will simply die before it gets too bad. But it's going on in your family. And there are family fights over it. And families are being torn apart. I've watched two families be torn apart by this in the last 2 months. Literally torn apart to the point where they're not speaking to each other anymore. Over where does mom stay? Over the money. Over what do we do with dad? Over whatever. Families literally torn apart because they refuse to face all of this openly. If that's your family, if this is happening in your family, and if not happening now, it will, then you need to talk to me. If you have no children, you need to talk to me even more because you don't have the normal resources that would take care of you or make decisions for you in the form of children. It's important that you begin to take this seriously. And the questions I ask today, I hope get your brain motivated, and more importantly, I hope it gets your butt off the sofa and you walk over to the phone when we're done and you call and you set up an appointment or you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You get to my website, you get to my next workshop on the 15th, you get to one of my membership sites and sign up for a membership so that you can stay informed. This is, even though I won't be doing a radio show in a couple months, this will still be going on in the lives of families. And I will still be around. I'm not retiring yet. But you're going to have to get your information through my website. And again, if you don't do that, but you have a smartphone, have your kids set it up. You can set it up so that you can get to my website easily and repeatable. No, I don't have an app. I'm not big enough to have an app. I'd like to have an app, but I don't have an app. But it's something you can do, and you can do now while you still have access to me. 800-999-8007 is my phone number. If I'm not there, leave me a message. When you leave me a message, make sure you leave me your phone number. I can't call you back if you don't leave me a phone number. I'm not a mind reader. I'm good, but I'm not that good. Or better, go to my website, bookmark it, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my workshop there. You can sign up for my newsletter there. You can sign up for one of my memberships there. You can make sure that you get the information you're going to need. But most importantly, if this is happening to you now, while I'm still here, take advantage. Get your family, get yourself in to see me as soon as possible. Remember, the consultation is free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. I hope you have a wonderful day. I look forward to seeing you soon at a workshop or in my office. Thanks so much for being with me for 20 years. We got a couple more to go. We'll see you here next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.